Test 2, Part 1. Short conversations. For each question in your test booklet, you will hear a short conversation. The conversation has a short title to tell you what it is about. Listen to the conversation and choose the letter of the choice that best answers the question that appears in your test booklet. You will not hear the question. You will see it and read it. You will read it quietly to yourself. Use your pencil to mark your answer on your answer sheet. You are allowed to take notes in the test booklet. Example: Watching an eclipse.
Hey, you've heard about the eclipse, right?
What? No, what eclipse? There's an eclipse tonight?
Yep, there is. It's not a full lunar eclipse, just a partial one. But it should definitely be noticeable if you're paying attention to the moon. It starts kind of late, though, at 2:10.
At 2:10 a.m.?
That's right. We're taking the opportunity to go out for a nice meal and then to the late show at the cinema, so we'll still be wide awake at 2. Making a sort of occasion of it, you know? You can come along if you like. I've already made some special boxes with pinholes to view it. It'll be fun.
It does sound fun, but I've got an 8 a.m. lecture tomorrow. One, a photograph on the wall.
Here's the photograph I've just printed out and framed. What do you think?
Wow, it's big, isn't it? It's really cool. But what is it? I can't tell.
You can't? Really? Why don't you guess? What do you think it is?
Well, I guess it's some part of a flower, maybe. But I really have no idea. It looks almost like it's made of metal.
You're close. Actually, it's a blackberry. Taken really close up, of course. I love how it looks metallic. That's what made me choose this picture to frame up.
Two, complaining at the supermarket. Excuse me, do you work here?
Yeah, can I help you?
I hope so. I need to buy spinach, and I found this in this bag. But do you perhaps have spinach somewhere else in the back?
Probably, but I can't bring it out yet. It's meant to be shelved tonight, for tomorrow. You have spinach there. What's wrong with it?
Well, look at it. It's rotten. I can't use that. It needs to be thrown away. It's an absolute disgrace that you're offering rotten food for sale. I'm making lasagna, and I need spinach for it. So now I have to go to another supermarket to try to find spinach because yours has gone rotten, and you won't bring any from the back? You're losing a customer, you know.
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's nothing I can do. You're welcome to talk to the manager, though.
Three, what's that in the sky?
Look, what's that light there, just above the horizon?
A star? It's bright, though. Maybe it's a planet.
No, it's moving.
An airplane?
Nope. Airplanes have those red blinking lights. They don't look like this. This light's moving, but just very, very slowly. And the light's completely steady and kind of green, isn't it?
Are you trying to say you think it's a UFO? Is that what you're thinking? Do you actually believe in UFOs?
Nah, I'm just asking what it is, that's all.
Four, choosing a method of transport. I'm so excited to come visit you and get out of the city for a while. I think I'll take the train to enjoy the scenery along the way. I love trains. I've checked the website, and it's remarkably affordable, too. Just $56 round trip.
But, you know it takes something like 20 hours, don't you? And that's if there are no holdups, from crashes or freight trains or random tree falls. You'd be much better off flying. It only takes a couple of hours, and there's a great shuttle bus service from the airport to the bus station on State Street.
But I don't like flying, really. It's like you haven't traveled anywhere. I want to feel like I've been on a journey, an adventure. I want to see how the landscape changes along the way. It's so boring to just get in a little capsule and a couple of hours later get out again in a completely different environment. I don't mind the 20 hours. I can get up and walk around and sleep. It's no problem.
Well, it's your call, but I'm afraid you might end up regretting it.
Five, an internship offer.
Hello, Daisy. Come in. Well, we'd like to offer you the internship, if you're still interested.
Oh, thank you. But can I ask what exactly my duties would be if I accept?
Certainly. You'll be helping me with event planning for the campaign, booking venues, making sure hotel and flight reservations are all in order, that sort of thing. You have to be a bit flexible, though. Even I don't know what I'm going to have on my plate from day to day.
Oh, okay. And when would you like me to start, if I accept?
As soon as possible, really.
Can I think about it over the weekend and let you know on Monday morning?
Six, declining an invitation.
Hi, Leanne. This is Jim.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you? You're coming to our party tonight, right? Do you need some directions?
Actually, Leanne, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to come, unfortunately. That's why I'm calling. You see, I have a job interview tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and I just found out this morning, so I need to stay home and do some research about the company and make sure I get a good night's sleep. It's a very good opportunity, and I wasn't really expecting to be called for an interview. It was a bit of a surprise. It would really be great for me if I got this job, but I'm sorry I won't be able to come to your party.
Oh, well, best of luck with that. You'll be missing quite a party, though.
Well, I'm sure you'll have another one before too long.
Seven, encouraging a friend.
You know, Bill, those emails you sent out while you were in India were really great. The best thing I've read for a while, seriously. They were entertaining and colorful, and I ended up with a real sense of what you saw and experienced. You know, you should put them all together and add a bit of context, you know, like a travel log, and then you should send them out to publishers.
Seriously? You're pulling my leg. Those were just to let friends and family know I was still alive and still kicking. Seriously, though, it's not easy to get something published.
I know, but you've got to try. Really, I enjoyed them so much. All of us did. I'm sure whoever read them would, whether they know you or not. My sister-in-law has just started the process of getting some of her short stories published. You should talk to her. She could give you lots of tips.
Well, okay. Give me your number and maybe I'll give her a call.
Eight, a chance meeting.
Jennifer?
Oh my goodness. Ted, I didn't recognize you. I had no idea you were even in the country. I thought you moved to Spain.
No, I left Spain ages ago. I've been working in New York for about 6 months. I had a really great job with an urban design company, but then I quit and moved back here about a month ago.
Well, welcome back. What are you doing now?
Actually, I'm moving to Ireland next week. There's a master's degree program in Dublin that I've got my eye on, so I'm going to go and get settled and try to find work, then maybe start the course in the fall.